I was wondering, is there really such a thing as aphrodisiac, or is it just a sales tool? Because I don't know, like beyond oysters, I'd have never really heard of anything, and I don't really know what that even does. So we're going to share a little bit about why each of these items and the items we chose were the items on the list that we felt most likely, I think, also to fall into that aphrodisiac category.
And like I said, I think some of them may be a little bit of a stretch, but we're going to kind of give at least a little bit of scientific background to it. So, would you like to go first? Would you like to give or receive? Speaking of,
Oh my gosh.
you said it.
You said
No,
it. What are you
you
talking
made me
about?
say it.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We've got a timely episode today for you guys. The day this is released will be the day after Valentine's Day. So we figured we'd do a little holiday-themed episode and bring back our favorite trivia game, the Macros game, the Valentine's Day edition.
Aphrodisiac foods.
Aphrodisiac foods. Sounds like a ocean.
It does.
The aphrodisiac sea. Anyways, so once again, guys, thank you for joining us tonight. And if it's your first time, as Shannon likes to say, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, thanks for coming back and thanks for sharing the podcast. We see you guys doing that on a weekly basis based on our download numbers. So keep doing that and keep giving those ratings and reviews in the Apple Podcast Store or your preferred podcast app. All right, training recaps. I'm going to throw it to you because my training was abysmal this week.
Well, for good reason.
I had some really problems sleeping this week, so I tried to get as much rest as possible. So I really was negligent on the workouts this week. So I've turned a corner and said that I'm going to power through now. I tried to rest a little bit more, and I feel like I wasn't helping me get any better. So now I'm going to power through and try to work out and see if I can combat it that way.
Well, take it easy.
Yeah. Within reason, I guess I should say.
Yeah. Well, I had the opposite. where the week before I was fighting the cold that you now had this right. past week. But I got a new pair of running shoes.
Ooh, that's right. That's right.
Earlier this week. So I actually took my butt out and did just a 2 mile jog. I wouldn't say I ran. I purposely tried to go very slow because I didn't want to like push myself because I haven't jogged in, I'm not even kidding you, a year. It's been like a year. And because I didn't have shoes. So I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed like taking my time, not thinking about like performance, getting out there, just doing it that way. So yeah, it was a super slow jog, but it was great. And that started off my week. And then I did a HIIT workout. I did a like 20 minute spin. I did yoga and I did bar. So I basically did everything. I started out the week with more cardio, and then as we sort of got later into the week, I started shifting more towards strength with my yoga and my bar workout. So that was what
I went through the whole spectrum of workouts this week.
Did.
Very nice. You really showed me up. Appreciate that. So little question based off that. What would be the farthest distance you would run in like a race? Because I know we were a couple of weeks back, we saw some episode on the, it was involved the Magnolia people.
Oh, yeah. The Magnolia Network that right. has their new that has their new network out, has mm-hmm. all their new shows and stuff.
But they were talking about Chip was training for a
marathon. Full marathon.
Actually did one. And we were getting on into conversation about how far or why would you, I don't know if you actually said why would somebody run 26 miles, but
yeah.
It seemed to be that the conversation was almost like leading towards that. It's like, so what would be the longest distance race you would do?
Comfortably right now, 5K.
Okay.
But I would say, I think the longest I would ever, knowing my body, and like even if I did run regularly, I wouldn't want to push my body probably past a 10K.
Okay, I like it. I like the honesty. Now we have a goal to work
really,
towards.
I'm really not made for running.
Now we have a goal to work towards. I like it. Yeah. All right, so let's, as we said, we're going to have a very timely episode, very holiday themed this week. And plus, we get to bring back our favorite game. That's right, folks, the Macros game.
Boom, I don't know boom, what that accent was.
Boom, boom. That's the game show host.
Boom.
Accent. That's what it was. So, as you guys can tell by the theme music here, we're going to be playing a little trivia game. And the premise of this game is that basically it's me versus Shannon, and I'm going to give Shannon an amount of one macronutrient in a given food. And she has to guess which macronutrient it is. So, for example, I always use the example, say an apple. One apple has 20 grams of this macronutrient. And Shannon guesses?
Carbs.
Carbohydrates. And then I say yes or no. So, that's how we're going to go. And this week's is going to be, or this episode, or this edition of the macros game, will be aphrodisiac foods. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we consulted probably the, I would say, the premier source.
The Mecca.
The premier source information about romance and sexual
health.
Health, thank you. I was going to say desires. I don't know. I was way off. Sexual health. So. And you guys are probably already guessing it. That's right. It's Cosmo. So with that in mind, we are going to use their, I think it was 29 aphrodisiac foods.
30.
Wow. Okay. So.
Yeah. And when we say we consulted this article, they linked to some reputable sources. We did not use the nutrient information. There's no nutrient information in this article.
No.
But they did cite.
Well, they talk about some macronutrients, micronutrients.
Why these items might be on a list of aphrodisiacs. Because when Nick and I were talking, I was wondering, is there really such a thing as aphrodisiac, or is it just a sales tool? Because I don't know, like beyond oysters, I'd have never really heard of anything, and I don't really know what that even does. So we're going to share a little bit about why each of these items and the items we chose were the items on the list that we felt most likely, I think, also to fall into that aphrodisiac category.
Well, and like I said, I think some of them may be a little bit of a stretch, but we're going to kind of give at least a little bit of scientific background to it.
Yeah. Maybe instead of talking about how they're straight aphrodisiacs, more of how they might fit into a romantic liaison.
Oh, wow.
Help you prepare.
So, would you like to go first? Would you like to give or receive? Speaking of.
Oh, my gosh.
You said it.
You said it. No, you didn't. What are you talking about?
You made me say it.
I don't think so. I'll guess first.
So, you'll receive. Okay.
So,
my first aphrodisiac is avocados.
Oh.
So they say in this article that avocados contain something. Avocados contain, avocados comes from the Aztec word acutalo, which means testicle.
Sure.
How about that?
See the shape.
They also contain high levels of folic acid, vitamin B9, which provides the body with more energy, and vitamin B6, which increases testosterone production. So those are kind of some of the reasons why it's believed to be an aphrodisiac.
Yes, and if you're curious about why testosterone matters, testosterone is that hormone that makes you feel twirly.
Mm-hmm.
It helps under normal hormone levels. It's going to help you feel twirly.
So, 1 cup of avocado, which is approximately 146 grams, sliced. So I will say it's sliced avocados. 1 cup sliced. Contains 21 grams of this macronutrient.
Oh, jeez. Well, I know that avocados are famous for their fat because they've got fatty acids, high oil content. It's also a fruit, which means it's probably got a good amount of carbs. I don't think it's going to be protein. It's the one thing I'm guessing. I'm not going to guess that it's fat because that seems really, really high. And I don't think anyone would eat it. Is it 1 cup?
1 cup sliced.
I'm going to go with carbs.
Final answer?
Yes.
Incorrect. You should have stuck with
it's
the fat.
Holy cow, I need to rethink my eating of guacamole.
It has 14 grams of monounsaturated fat. So a high level of unsaturated fat opposed to saturated fat. Very little amount of unsaturated fat. All right. What about you? Come on. Give it up. Don't hold that on me. Don't be a prude. Come on.
Excuse you. Well, I'm going to go start off with the classic. I said it before. I won't eat these, but I know you're a fan. Oysters raw on the half shell.
Definitely a fan.
Yes, you are a fan. I still think they remind me of snots.
Oh,
so
delicious.
That's super sexy. I think anybody can agree.
So why do they say oysters are an aphrodisiac?
Oysters. Urban legend has it that Casanova once seduced a virgin by sliding an oyster from his lips to hers.
Ew.
Don't believe that.
I don't.
Because doesn't communal seafood sound really seductive?
Yeah.
Doctors actually say that these bad boys actually contain a lot of zinc, mineral important in the production of testosterone and sperm production. Plus, they contain dopamine, which is a brain chemical that increases happiness and desire.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is probably one of the strongest cases I feel like we saw. There's been, I think these are probably one of the most classic, but it does actually have some goods in there that are going to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's pretty compelling. So when we actually look at the macros of these bad boys, we're looking at serving size of 6 medium raw half shells.
Six, so a half a dozen.
Yes.
Oysters, okay.
All right. So there are 2 grams of this macronutrient in 6 or a half dozen raw oysters.
Well, there's definitely not protein because these are all protein. 2 grams. It could, I don't think, I don't even, I can't imagine what carb could be in there. And so it would be like single oyster would be like a third of a gram. I feel like maybe there's some sort of fats in there. Maybe there's some omega fatty acids. I'm going to go carb.
Oh, you should have stuck with your guess. It was fat.
Jeez.
And actually, there are 3 grams.
3 grams of carbs?
Carbs.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's more carbs than fat. So I thought that was interesting.
That was
education. These are educations for us, I feel like.
It's also education that we are both 0 for 1.
We're getting schooled by Cosmo, essentially.
All right. So, well, I mean, anyways, the next food, the next aphrodisiac that I'm going to throw your way is pumpkin.
Oh, we love it, folks.
We love it here, and I love it any time of year.
It's good stuff.
So they say, explain that pumpkin is high in fiber and has potassium, both good for stamina, as well as magnesium, which can help calm nerves and muscles.
So I feel like basically you should just have pumpkin then if you are getting ready for a date so that you don't kind of jinx yourself out of the possible sexy time.
That's right. You gotta make sure you build up some stamina just in case. All right, so 1 cup of cubed pumpkin. So I guess this is not pureed pumpkin.
Raw, yeah.
Has 8 grams of what macro nutrient?
I don't think it's fat because it's a vegetable. I do know that for a vegetable, it does have some carbs in it. It doesn't have protein that I know of. It might have maybe a tiny bit. It's like seeds have protein. I'm going to go carb.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. You are on the board.
Got one.
On the board. Also has 191 cup of half inch or 1 inch cubes of pumpkin has 197% of your daily value of vitamin A.
Pumpkin is like a superfood. It's amazing.
All right, so your turn.
All right, so I'm going a little bit. I'm going a little bit sort of more. You hear of this maybe used in like supplements. You see this a lot in like the health section of the food store. It's the maca, M-A-C-A.
Uh-huh.
So I went with a maca powder for mine. But the reason I chose this is because maca, which is a root that's made into that powder that we know, is also known as Peru's natural Viagra.
Ew.
And it's thought to increase stamina, energy, fertility, and libido. So, I mean, I was automatically very intrigued by this. Now, modern science is still kind of out as to whether you could compare it to actual Viagra. But they can confirm that it's very rich in magnesium and fiber, which are really good for, just like you said, stamina and overall well-being, which is probably why it is used as like a supplement. So thought that was pretty interesting. So went with this 1 teaspoon of this powder, so pretty moderate amount, has 4 grams of this macronutrient in it.
4 grams of maca.
Maca.
One what?
Teaspoon.
Whoa.
I feel like you put this in smoothies.
1 teaspoon, 4 grams.
Yeah.
Man. It's a root, right?
It is a root. I think I actually may have put this in my smoothies.
I'm not going to say fat, because I mean it's a root. I don't think there's any fat in it. Protein or carb, that's a tough one. I feel like it's probably carby, but it's a teaspoon. So let's go carb.
Good. I thought you were going to jump to protein there. You're correct. It is 4 grams of carbs, 1 gram of protein.
Nice. So
in terms of like figure, you have a few teaspoons of it. It's 4 grams, you know, 3-4 grams of protein. I can understand why people put it in their smoothies.
All right. We're 1 for 1 now. Coming down to the final question.
You call them frisky smoothies or stamina smoothies.
Frisky smoothies. Hey. All right. So the last one I'm going to do is, I guess it's a combo, but I picked one of them. They said almonds and walnuts on this list. And apparently,
I like them both. I like both the nuts.
Uh-huh. I bet you like both nuts. I get it. It says that Not only have these been a symbol of fertility in art forever, they're also a prime source of beneficial fatty acids like omega-3, which again help with hormone production. The aroma of almonds is purported to arouse passion in women.
I do love the smell of almonds.
Interesting.
Now, does that mean we can, does that inspire you to get me a sweet almond plant?
Yeah, I'm just going to start putting some like almond extract into the diffuser.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, I freaking love the smell.
So let's see what we got. We've got one. Oh boy, hold on. Okay, here we go. Sorry. One. I'm trying to find the amount. This is screwing me up. Sorry, guys. All right. 1 ounce, which is 28 grams serving of almonds, contains 6 grams of what macronutrient?
6 grams of almond. Ooh. You know, I eat almonds like not every day, but I have them probably several times a week. So the fact that I am genuinely stumped a little bit on what 6 grams could be.
Fat, is carb, or protein?
Well, I know which of them, I know what my options are. But I don't know, it's like saddens me the fact that I don't know this better. I mean, it's a nut, so it's got protein. We know it's got a good amount of fat. 6 grams. It could be carbs. I mean, they do have carbs in them. Crap. 6 grams for, ooh. I can't really tell you I know how much and either an ounce or 28 grams is. Would that be like a handful, or is an ounce a lot less? I don't know how much I'm working with. I'm gonna guess. I don't think it's protein. It's either carbs or fat. Carbs?
Final answer?
Yeah?
No. Incorrect. It is protein.
Oh, crap.
1 ounce is a small handful, which supplies 6 grams of protein.
Who told me that? One small handful.
I didn't see it till just now.
Thanks.
14 grams of fat, 6 grams of protein, and 2.5 grams of digestible carbohydrates.
Yeah, it's actually pretty low in carbs.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me feel much better about the fact that I eat them regularly. That really, really annoyed with myself. I don't look at the nutrition label.
Hold on. What did you say? You said carbs, right?
Carbs.
1 ounce. How many carbs? Because it said digestible protein. But usually they subtract that by fiber, I think. Let's see if you're right.
There has been a challenge issued on the Macros Games. The judges are conferring, the experts. Also known as the Google.
Oh boy. 1 ounce. Fat, 14.2 grams. Carbs, 6.1 grams. Protein, 6 grams.
Oh, damn.
So we will have to give you credit for that.
Oh.
So the incorrect answer is overturned and you are correct.
Judge's verdict. Woo.
That's a mistake on my part by not reading thoroughly enough. That 6 was the right answer for 2 different macronutrients.
Thanks for challenging your own question. So it was a trick question the whole time.
Honesty is showing through.
I had like a, 70-something percent chance of getting it right. 67%. All right, my last one. I'm going classic deliciousness. Chocolate. We know that this has been proven to make you happy. We've talked about it. Specifically, I think what it's in, like, cacao, like the rich chocolate. There's loads of antioxidants. And also, chocolate contains phenylethylamine. It's a stimulant that elicits excitement and a sense of well-being. Plus, it has got natural caffeine, which isn't too bad either. But you have to get, of course, dark chocolate, which means at least 75% cacao. So that's the catch. But chocolate, there's a reason we give it for Valentine's Day, right? Or at least there is now. So when looking at our macros, now I was just looking at one square. So think like Lindt chocolate bar, gotcha. Right? Those are pretty decent size squares, right? I mean, maybe that might equal like half or a quarter of an ounce or something. So it's a proper amount. It's a good bite. There are 2 grams of this macro in one square.
It's a inch by inch square?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's like this.
And we know how much chocolate
75%. Okay. I mean, that's
the cacao.
Yeah.
2 grams.
2 grams.
I'm going to say no to protein. I think fats and carbs is going to be close, but I think the sugar is going to bump it up. I'm going to go 2 grams. I'm going to go carbs.
You're right. Oh, man. So it is actually, though, the protein is actually is closer than the fat and carbs. So carbs and protein are closer. There's 1 gram of protein, 4 grams of fat. So definitely still some fats, especially when you go with like a bar, like a Lindt bar or something. Mm. So yeah, nice job.
All right. So we got to do a little tiebreaker. So the tiebreaker, we're going to go pick one of the foods on this list. I got to bring up the list again. One that neither of us picked. So let's go with celery. Apparently celery says contains small amounts of androstenedione, which is a male. That doesn't say pheromones. I think it sounds like that women can find attractive in men. No word on which celery you have done. How much celery you have to do to eat to start sweating a love potion. But hey, if you have time. Wow. I don't know how accurate this one or how legit this one is. But let's just go with celery, okay?
All right.
Excuse me.
I put it in my thingy.
You got the.
I haven't looked. I just selected celery.
All right.
1 cup chopped.
Okay. Let's say how many grams of carbs? I'm going to guess grams of carbs in 1 cup. I'm going to go 12 grams. What are you going
with? It's funny. I was thinking the same thing. Crap.
Well, I already guessed it.
Oh.
Higher or lower?
You get to go that. Well, since I can't guess the number I want.
Yep.
We'll go lower.
11 grams? I mean, what would you
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I guess I'll go 11 okay. then. Okay,
what does it say?
We suck, but somehow I win. 2 grams of carbs.
For 1 cup of celery?
For 1 cup chopped celery. There's like nothing in celery. I forget. I forgot that there's like nothing in it.
Yeah, and they probably subtract the fiber from it too. So, all right. Well, congratulations. You win, I guess.
By a mere technicality.
Yes. Somehow you got... And I had to go back and give you a point.
Excuse you.
That's right.
I was right.
I gave you a question that had the same answer for 2 different options. So, anywho, that's another edition of the Macros Game. Valentine's Day.
Well, I think if you were looking for an aphrodisiac, you would have just let me win versus being all snotty about it. So maybe I think we know what's not going to happen later.
Fine. Well, I'm not pumped about that. I'll
tell you that. But well, what are you pumped for?
I got some stuff that's got me pumped.
Well, it's something.
What's got me pumped this week is the gift I gave Ella for Valentine's Day, and that is boxing gloves.
Okay.
Yep. I'm starting her off on her journey into martial arts. So gloves and punching is already commenced. She's very interested in hitting the hands. You know, we've been practicing that at dinner time several times. So she is very interested in that. So I gave her some gloves for Valentine's Day, and I think she enjoys them. So we're going to try to add in some more mitt work as we go. Not pushing too much, but, and then hopefully in the next few years, she'll be start taking martial arts class. So,
yep.
I'm very pumped about that and excited that she liked the gift.
Yeah, that was very cute to see her.
It was a much better than reaction.
Didn't she name them?
Yes, she named them Larry and Reggie.
For left and right.
And Chris. All right. Exactly right. You know, maybe I helped a little bit.
Okay.
All right. So what about you? What's got you pumped?
I'm going to go with an item I actually mentioned earlier on in the podcast.
I'm guessing. Can I guess?
Yes.
I'm assuming you're running shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
So I've had the same running sneakers for 6 years. Don't worry. I haven't really been using them as running shoes for at least 3 years. Well, not frequently, at least. They've mostly been like walking, maybe walk jog, but not like hardcore running. Granted, I did use them for much longer than they recommend you're supposed to use shoes for, but I don't run that much. So I'm going to say that it stretched the lifespan out. They were amazing though when I first got them. They're the ASICS Gel Nimbus shoes for women, and it's like running on a cloud. I went to one of those stores that analyzes, like, you know, this is like years ago. I went and I had my run gait. Tread gait all measured so they could see how I was landing on my feet, what kind of support I needed. Good news, I actually run pretty evenly. I don't put like too much on my balls of my feet, my heel, whatever. Like, they're like, oh, good, you've got a pretty like even run, so here's the shoes we recommend. They were great. They were wonderful. But because I'm not a huge runner, I sort of just didn't prioritize it. And now I'm kicking myself because these things are like freaking clouds. Whether you want to walk or run, I was looking forward to getting outside and trying them out. And they really did. My feet were not sore. I have had plantar fasciitis in both of my feet at one point or another, which is a terrible thing to have, by the way. If you have it, I'm so sorry. My feet didn't hurt at all after. And like, nice. I didn't get the sometimes you get like your feet go numb kind of thing. I didn't get that. So I was really happy. Two thumbs up. I mean, it's definitely got me pumped. I'm actually looking forward to the next time I feel like running, because now I know my shoes have got me covered.
Good. Excellent job. I'm very excited for you.
I can tell.
I'm very excited for when we run that 10K together. I'm down.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Guys, once again, thanks for joining us this week, and hopefully we gave you some tips on how you can turn on your significant other. Maybe give them a little pumpkin soup followed by some raw oysters and cap it off with some celery juice. I don't know. That's just a little sample for you guys, but hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, let us know by leaving us a rating review. Once again, share the podcast with a friend. You got anything else for them this evening?
Nope.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com.
You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.